Welcome to Film Room Friday, and this week, obviously, the Indianapolis Colts is the main attraction, and there's been a lot of change in Indianapolis, and it started in the offseason with the ouster of the general manager, Bill Polian, and then in came Ryan Grigson, the new general manager. Ryan Grigson promptly drafted Andrew Luck, number one overall, and coming up on Sunday morning, the Mike Mularkey Show, I'm going to sit down with Jaguars defensive backs coach Tony Oden and look at Andrew Luck. But in today's version, away from Andrew Luck to the other side of the ball, with Grigson naming Chuck Pagano the head coach, he brought with him that 3-4 style of defense that the Baltimore Ravens have run for a number of years. And the number one question about that change from a 4-3 to a 3-4 was, how would Dwight Freeney and Robert Mathis fit that system of a 3-4? Well, in today's segment, we're going to take a look at that, because if you look at Freeney and Mathis' numbers, Freeney, 102.5 career sacks. Mathis, 86.5 career sacks. Now, we're not going to evaluate Dwight Freeney that much in today's film room segment, because in the opening game against the Chicago Bears, Dwight Freeney hurt an ankle. I don't know if he's going to play this week or not. So we'll strictly focus in on Robert Mathis, who for the last 4 years has been in the Pro Bowl. So how is the switch working for Robert Mathis? Let's take a look on the first play. He's the right outside linebacker, and he still pass rushes a lot. This play right here is the third sack of the season for Robert Mathis already from that linebacking position. And this play he makes just on sheer effort alone. He runs all the way around. He gets a little bit of pressure up front. It makes Christian Ponder go to the outside to his right. Mathis knows that's the likely escape route for a right-handed quarterback and ends up getting the sack. On the second play, Robert Mathis is lined up outside the tight end. And watch what he does right here. See how he kind of cheated inside? He lined up far outside. This is one of the hard parts about dealing with a 3-4, is that you're not sure exactly where the linebackers are going to be. He's outside. He moves inside. He comes off the block of the tight end and makes a physical play in the backfield on the running back, Toby Gerhart. Big-time play for a linebacker. The next play, Adrian Peterson. We just saw this football team a week ago in the Minnesota Vikings. He's on the right side. There he is, almost off the screen. Robert Mathis, once he stands up and gets outside the tight end, he's going to go onto the tight end. Look at the job that he does of shucking the block of the tight end and coming. But now he doesn't make the tackle for no gain or little gain. He has to come down the field. But again, a hustle-type play for Robert Mathis, and that's really been his trademark throughout his 10-year career. Great hustle, great effort, and he's got talent to match it as well. Now, when you play against a tight end, as Robert Mathis is right here, he's the left outside linebacker, you have to be able to hold the point on the tight end to allow the remaining defenders that are completely to his right to come in and make a play. Now, you can't just run to the outside and say, okay, I've taken care of my responsibility. You have to be somewhat firm. Mathis is very firm on the tight end, holds the point, allows all the other Colts to make a play from the backside, but then also, at the very end here, he breaks loose and gets in with an assisted tackle. Robert Mathis in coverage. When you play this 3-4 defense, you've got to be able to drop in coverage. Mathis, the left outside linebacker at the bottom of the screen. Okay, play pass here by Christian Ponder. He has to cover the tight end down the field. This is the big change. Mathis never had to do this much last year with a 4-3 defense where he's almost getting up the field all the time. But he does a great job right here and forces Christian Ponder to run and buy some time and still trying to find the target that Mathis is covering, and allows the two linebackers for the Colts to end up making a sack. Now, this is a mistake on Ponder's part here, because he takes a sack when he doesn't have to. He's out of the pocket. Just throw the ball away, Christian. So anyway, he is clearly, in my opinion, the best player on the Colts defense, in my opinion. It's going to be a tough matchup for the Jaguars. Obviously, right tackle Guy Wimper is playing now in place of Cameron Bradfield. But, you know, I'm rarely a fan of NFL players. If I'm going to be a fan of an NFL player, he's got to have a relentless style of play, and clearly Robert Mathis has it. Now, I think this film shows you that you still can teach an old dog new tricks, because Robert Mathis has made the adjustment to the 3-4.